Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
Live. All right. Today's topic is on bullying. Okay, so there'll be a lot of discussion, hearing from you, as well as we go into the Bible to look for what the Bible has to teach us. Now, there's no exact word bullying occurring in the Bible. Okay, but in the Hebrew and in the Greek text, the word used is always like brutish, beast-like, right? So it's horrifying actions. So that's what we're going to discuss today, based on what you have heard, what you have seen, and later on what you have searched from the Bible. Now, before we start, we shall open with a word of prayer. Okay, quick one. Okay, our Father in heaven, we thank you again for everyone who is present today. We thank you for the Tams family for opening their home for the teens retreat and their hospitality and warmth, and as well as their love for the Lord. Lord, we again thank you for the opportunity to gather in this manner as a group of teens who will be able to enjoy one another, interact with one another, as well as to learn about your word and to share experiences as well. So Lord, we pray for willingness of heart to be able to share truthfully as well as to learn from one another. Lord, be with us as we go into this topic of bullying. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Okay, how the session will go today? We will do some sharing, think, pair, share, meaning I'll give you 5 minutes, and when I ring the bell, you all must stop very quickly, okay? Because we need to move very fast. And then I'm going to share with you from just this year, in the newspaper, there are some incidents about bullying. I don't think this topic is new to you, right? You will have seen, you have heard, you have watched videos. And then we will go into a brainstorming session where you try and define in your group what bullying means. And then we're going to the Bible to look at case studies. Okay, I'll give you Bible text and you'll be in groups. After which, each group will then present what they have found from the text assigned to them. Okay, and then we will go into some discussion about how do we then, as a Christian, respond to bullying. Okay, and then maybe some tips along the way. Okay, so now, very quickly, turn to someone on your left. It means in the pair, okay? And I'm going to give you only 2 minutes, and then the bell will ring, and then the other person will share. So each person in the pair will have 2 minutes to share. Okay, and what are you going to share on? You're going to share on the latest bullying incident you know of, whether you heard, you're involved, you see, whatever. Okay? Can you turn to your left now? And then I will start the countdown clock. Okay, before I click on the countdown clock. Everybody has a partner? Everybody has a partner? Who doesn't have a partner? Who doesn't have a partner? Three. Twos or threes is fine. But twos or threes, that means you have to share very quickly. Yeah? Okay, who doesn't have a partner? Hey, I don't start. Who doesn't have a partner? Who are in threes? Three of you. Everybody else? Who is your partner? Okay, come here. There are threes here, so you can just sit here. For one, okay, you turn around and share with him, okay? So everybody has a partner. Okay, already? Within 2 minutes, what are you going to share? Share on an incident of bullying that you have seen. Hopefully you're not involved in, okay? You have heard or you have watched over the media. Ready?
So,
January to now, I don't know whether how many of you read the newspaper? No. Online Straits Time? New paper? So you will have some sensing of the news in Singapore, right? Do you know how many cases of bullying was reported from January to now? Definitely more than one. In fact, more than two, more than three, more than four. Okay, if you have been following the news. Right? So, the cases of bullying are very rampant. And it's not only just in school. Most of the time will be in school because you are in the school situation. And then you hear a lot more from your friends, sometimes in the CCA, or you hear from other friends. Right? But in the world, it happened as well. I'm sure you've heard about the online slamming of people until they dare not go home. Have you heard of the case where the old man wanted to sit in the food center and all that?
Oh, yeah.
And then no seat? Okay, later on I will share with you some of these things. So as a tweener, you're actually not a teen, you're called a tweener. Okay, in the latest term, tweener, T-W-E-E-N-E-R. Because it begins from 13 to, from 10 to about 13. And then the teens will start. 13 to 16. So some of you are tweeners, some of you are teens. Right? In schools, actually, in my experience, right, whichever school, whether I'm from the RGS or in ACS or in a neighborhood school, there are always bullying cases. Definitely happening in every school. Okay, so you are very fortunate and you thank God for his protection that you have not seen heard or being involved in one. But there are cases where people will come to you, your friends will come to you and seek help, right? If they have been bullied. Or you yourself have witnessed some of cases of bullying. So you need to be prepared how to help, what to do, what you should do from the biblical perspective. Okay? Or sometimes in during sharing, your friends may ask you, "No, I've seen another friend happening, having this incident. What should you do?" So you need to have a good understanding of what bullying is, and then use biblical principles to help not only yourself, but friends who are in need. All right, so the next thing I want you to do would be, okay, let me go to the next one. I'm going to share with you, okay, this just happened in March this year. Teenagers involved in, I'm not sure how many of you have seen the YouTube of this. It was quite bad. Have you seen? Okay, when you're free, you can go and search. Holidays coming, okay? Quite a number of girls beating up another girl. Okay, so you're saying, wow, only boys fight. Actually, no, girls also fight. Okay? And this was quite bad. I happened to watch this and it was bad. Another case, this child is a special needs student. Okay, but he was bullied until he had this, what they call the post-traumatic effect. He dare not go to school. He cannot step out of his house at all. You know, and then he was so withdrawn. The mother had to then take care of him at home. He sometimes refused to even leave the bed. Okay, because the effect. So, sometimes in the name of fun, we're just teasing. But you never know how the victim perceive it and the emotional harm and scar left behind. All right. Another case, I think many of you might have seen. Have you seen this? Where the bullies used, you know, the toilet seat in the school toilet? They hung the toilet seat around her neck. Can you see the toilet seat around her neck? And they used a cleaning brush to poke her, brush her face and all that sort of thing. Okay. So it's not only in Singapore, in Malaysia too. All right, the boy was beaten with a broom, and these are all boys, and he was stomped. They really stepped on him. I'm not sure whether you have seen, but I saw this. It was very bad. Even when you watch, you feel that, how did the boy survive? You know, they actually stepped on him. And they use the broomstick to hit him. Then, for adults, those are students. Adults also do some sort of bullying. I'm sure you heard of the case where I was asking you just now in a hawker center where the couple scream and refuse the old man at the table, right? And then all the netizens found out their names, identified them, slammed them on Facebook, and some even went to their houses and things like that and do all sorts of things. And then there was one with a dog they left the dog outside and then they went for holiday, and then the maid had to look after the dog, but the dog was so sick, the dog couldn't move, so it was at the front porch. So a neighbor actually videoed everything. And then slam them. And then after that, neighbors went and scold them and things like that. Okay? I mean, no, I'm not saying that they did the right thing. There are some wrongdoings. But even adults bully. All right? So here, what we are trying to say, as I mentioned just now, let's help ourselves understand, okay, what are some of the bullying tendencies and behavior. We are all sinners. There are sinful nature in us. Okay? Some of us who are taller and bigger tend to bully people who are smaller in size. Some of us who are more vocal tend to bully those who are more timid, and we get them to do things. Sometimes you don't recognize it as bullying, but even siblings, right? You sometimes being the firstborn, you say, okay, because I'm the eldest, then you do this for me, you do that for me. So in some form, now if you are doing it in love, it's different. Okay, you are doing it for your siblings. But there are there could be bullying in disguised form. So we need to know, all right, what it is all about. And then how to help to address the injustice. So if you understand, all right, you can help other people as well. All right, and then how to bring about healing. Because when all this happened, you saw just now the poor special needs boy, he dare not even step out of his house. Sometimes don't even want to leave his bed because of the post-traumatic effect. The fear is real. All right, these people are really facing it. We may not understand, we may laugh. Yeah, what's so terrible about being a tease or, you know, bitten or whatever. But the person, the victim, will feel a lot of hurt. And the bully also needs help, right? Sometimes we see bullies, you're big, you're sharp tongue, you're this and that. But they also need help because they are hiding under a lot of insecurity. That's why they have to bully. Okay, because they need to find that sense of, you know, authority. Maybe they have been bullied before. Maybe they have a lot of insecurities somewhere along in their life. They need help as well. So we need to look at all these people in the light of what the Bible says. Okay? So just now we read Zechariah 9 to 10. All right? What did the Lord of hosts say? Execute through judgment. We need to learn to show mercy and compassion. Every man to his brother, regardless of how big they are, how small they are, how timid they are, how loud they are. But sometimes louder people are hurt more. Timid people tend to be bullied. Okay? Oppress not the widow, the fatherless, the stranger. That means don't oppress anybody. Don't use your might, whether science, intellect, to oppress people. Okay? Don't let none of us imagine evil against another brother in the heart. Okay? But that's sin. So what is constant will be God never change. Alright? His word doesn't change. But human nature also never change. We are just as sinful as the times of Abraham. Okay? Later on in the case study, you will see Old Testament characters also bully people. Yeah? So, as Christian soldiers, we need to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Actually, I wanted it to be your memory verse. And in all thy ways, we need to acknowledge him and he will direct us. So whether we are the perpetrator or the victims, we need to go to the Lord. We need to ask for forgiveness. Okay? So now, just now in twos, now in fours. I'm going to give you pieces of paper. Okay, can you now form yourself in fours or four? 27 divided by 4. Quick, how many? I know it's after your mid-year exam. 24. 7 divided by 4. Look. 6 remainder 3. So it's 7 groups. 3 or 4, okay? Can you gather in 3 or 4? Now I want you to define. I'll give you each a piece of paper. When you have your group of 4, you tell me, I give you a piece of paper. Okay, 4. Where are the 4? 3 or 4? 3 or 4? Who is who?
Okay.
Define bullying with your own words. Okay, discuss and define. And then write it down.
Okay,
this is what?
Okay.
What's why? Why?
It always goes 1 hour.
Oh no, you and me.
You and me.
Very nice. Hi. Interesting. No.
What is something bad?
Introvert. No. It's unempathetic.
What?
Then it makes the guy feel like a over and feels like he's lame. Then really careful to you and me. So you guys both can get feel like you're nothing. And then you can't breathe. So it's simple.
Is it done? Do you need few more seconds? How many more seconds? Okay, half a minute more.
Like, is that Chinese?
Hers is a very graphical.
Physical bullying and mental and verbal bullying and then cyber bullying. So they're like different forms of bullying. like the physical one, the physical one constitutes like beating or like pushing. Then the verbal one is like name calling. And then the cyber one is talking or impersonation. I don't know what you want to call it.
Okay. Anymore?
No.
Okay. Thank you. So she actually, the group has identified types of bullying. Hasn't come to the definition yet. Yeah. Okay, next group. Alicia, quick. Louder, sorry.
Intentionally hurting others physically or emotionally.
So hurting, emotional, physical. Good. Alright, let's have from the guys. Okay, guys' definition. Maybe different from the girls?
The use of force, threat, or coercion to abuse, intimidate, or
aggressive.
NUS. NUS for the win.
Guys don't understand a word.
A definition in this definition. Very good. Okay. You don't know? Okay, explain. They don't know what you're talking about.
Seems like Samuel doesn't understand what
it. Okay, simplify it.
So, the use of force.
He's giving you all the keywords. Okay, but basically, I think you understand the thing. Caleb's group?
No, that's the group.
Oh, that's the same group. Okay.
No, that's different. No, different group. Like, there are two groups.
Oh, okay, then your group.
Okay, my group. bullying is a constant and persistent cruelty to others with no valid reason. And it's done intentionally.
Intentional, yeah. Okay. Cruelty. Alright.
It's a facade to hide
insecurity. Facade to hide in insecurity. Okay, got some key. Yeah. That's your group. Okay,
it's last.
Okay, come.
Okay.
So very interesting, man. Come, show.
Nothing to show.
Just
bullying. B stands for bad. U stands for unempathetic. L means that like the person will feel like a loser, and L, the other L, will make the person feel like he's lame. Bullying can happen to Y, you and me. I, bullying is irrational, and makes the person feel like it's nothing, and G, it causes grief.
Grief causes grief. Very grief. Okay. All of you do understand the elements of bullying, okay? So technically, bullying is defined as negative, verbal or physical, which is correct. Many of you mentioned that. That is done directly to a person, or it could even be to a person's property. Property here means items that you own, alright? Not necessarily a house. Alright, with the conscious intention, so it's deliberate. It's a deliberate act of either upsetting the person, which many of you have said cause grief, cause, you know, making the person feel small, or manipulating the person's behavior. That means get the person to do something that the person doesn't want to do willingly. Okay? And then, of course, a behavior that God will not approve of, because bullying is a sin. So, we have seen just now some of the things happening in Singapore, in Malaysia, even globally. Actually, if you look, there are many, many things, times you can see a lot of bullying happening. But in the Bible, okay, are there bullies? Do you think there are bullies in the Bible? I think no lah, I have lah, that's why I put down here, right? Okay, so what I want you to do now will be to get into groups. There are 27 of you. I have 3 targets to talk about. So 9 people in one group. Now, there will be... Wait. I know you're very excited. Okay. There is a condition. Okay, so now won't be 7 or 8. It will be 8 or 9, okay? 8 or 9.
don't
know. Because actually, I thought I wanted six groups, but never mind. Now we have three groups, eight or nine. Comprises, number one, different genders. Okay, so all the girls. Can you number yourself 1, 2, 3 first? Okay, starting from here.
One.
Shout, 1, 2, 3. One.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Okay, all the ones, one corner, two back there, and two stay here. Now the guys.
No, it's too different.
Okay, all the sample, can you stand up? Guys? Alicia, what is your number? Alright, the rest, hold on. Where is group three? Ah, okay. Okay, the rest, the boys will number yourself 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, okay? Shout.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1
Alright, all the ones here that all the ones go there. All the tools here. The three can take this corner.
Okay.
Can I do this? It feels good to be a gush.
You take this.
We bought
Momento.
It's good to be a gush.
I do.
I bought it.
Okay, what to do? Wait, look here. Get into your group, but look here first. I haven't told you what to do yet. Okay. I need all the set fours to be the group leaders. Okay, so every group, make sure there's a group leader and an assistant group leader. Okay, I'll let you appoint your own assistant group leader. Now, what are you going to do? I'm going to give you, each group, a passage to read. Now, these are the things you need to do. And after which, I will give you some more paper to record what you are discussing, okay? First, read the Bible passage given to you. Now, identify who is the bully or who are the bullies, who is the victim or who are the victims, right? Then, find out what are the feelings that they have expressed in the passage. Identify also the possible reasons or causes for the episode, the incident. Okay, so what are the causes for the bullying? Do this part first. If you have more time, then you go on to the second one, talking about, okay, do you have personal experiences? Have you witnessed something? Have you heard something? Then how people overcome it? Okay? Now, after 20 minutes, the bell will ring. You make sure within your group, there's somebody to share. And what are you going to share? You need to summarize the incident of the that mentioned in the passage. Don't read the whole passage to us because some verses are quite long. All right, you need to summarize the whole thing, and then you share on this that you have discussed. What are the feelings? Who are the bullies? Who are the victims? What are their feelings? How they overcome it? What are the possible reasons and causes? Okay, okay. Each group come and take two sheets. You all can share. Okay, group one will do target one. Group two do target two. Group three do target three. Okay, those, I have a few more. If you need more paper, come here. Next one.
Okay, so we're talking target 3.
Must read the whole passage.
No, okay. We're doing
target
4.
So you know the first part,
we're
just scared about.
First of all,
verse
4. Chapter 17.
Okay,
does everyone have the Bible? First Samuel 7-3.
Alright, each group get a scribe to record some of the...
First Samuel 17-3 to
5.
Okay, so I think we should read through this together. So we'll go in one round, we'll take one verse each. So we'll start from Calvin. Calvin?
And Saul and the men of the Lord, Israel was given by the impeachment of the Lord, set the men of the way to
and the Philistines were on the mountain on one side, Israel was on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them.
And there went up a champion of the king of the Philistines, named Goliath, whose height was 6 cubits on his head.
And he had a helmet on his head, he was armed with a sword, and the weight of the king was 5,000 shekels.
When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid.
Now David was the son of that Ephraim of Bethlehem, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man meant a big long man for an old man in the days of Saul.
And the 3 other sons of Jesse went and pulled Saul into the battle. And the names of his 3 sons went to the battle of Gia, the firstborn, and nicknamed the hero by Abinadab, and the third Shammah.
And he really is our youngest.
So yeah, basically it turns out it's basically that God tells Moses to go and save the Israelites, but Moses is too scared, so he is actually
one.
And
then
he
says
no, the conversation now for the conversation is between those parts. The conversation is and run between Moses and God, but it implies something about the Pharaoh and the Israelites. And look at how they had to
For Israel and the Philistines have put the battle in array, army against army.
David left his courage in the hand of his people to courage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren.
Technically,
the
Egyptian.
Is it
Israel possible reason for bullying.
Possible reason for bullying.
workforce. For who is this uncircumcised person?
More like that some Israelite. Right.
Yeah.
And
the
people, think the main cause why they just believe
it. Yeah.
I mean, they're so
shy,
they're
shy,
and then the
kids.
They're
like,
raise
more school and then. Oh, yeah. It's not really a reason, but they took advantage of this. Since they are raised very big, then they just.
So the main cause of like,
he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner.
And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him.
The new Pharaoh guy.
And he said to Saul, and verse 8.
So basically, right, his father probably didn't know well. So I forgot everything about Joseph and started oppressing them. That's one reason why the new Pharaoh.
And then it's like what Andrew said to him with jealous because they are more enlightened than they are.
So basically the Egyptians were like, look, because like, they couldn't compare to the Israelites. And you could see that because God was an Israelite. So they wanted to cut them off. So it's jealousy.
David put his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, again go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him.
And he took his staff and his helmet, and chose him 5 smooth stones out to kill them, and put them in his shepherd's bag which he had, even in his scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine.
And the Philistine came on his feet, and then that better shoot where they found him. And when the Philistine looked
about for David,
And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came and drew nigh to meet
him,
that David feasted, and ran toward the army to meet
him. David put a stone on his back, and took 10 out of the stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead. Then the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face.
Oh,
that was the same. In the middle of the
story,
after Judah
arose,
and
Shaphat
existed,
until
he
had the other cases, other examples of doing
Now quickly go in. 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 Now qu
to identify who are the bullies.
Yeah,
so who are bullies, and then who are the victim or victim. And then what
17.
Kind of feelings they express. Okay. And what were the possible causes of it?
Okay, I think it's pretty obvious to ask who the bully is. It's Goliath. I think we can pretty much assume that. But I think that there's another bully.
The brother.
Just now she defined bullying as intentional hurt to someone else. I think it can kind of call this as bullying, although like I'm not sure if it's intentional. I'm not sure whether like he meant it to as like chiding David. Because honestly, if you go to, for example, you go and then like your, for example, you go and then 10 years comes and tell you, how will you feel? Not right. So I think that's what what's his name? Iliad felt. Yeah, so that's the more secret bully. What was the second question just now? causes and reasons for bullying.
Example.
I think we went through the reasons why Iliad said those things to his brother. But if he were me, then those reasons must not be justifiable. So that's if we're going to count him as a bully, we can't just say that he meant it for David's good, because that is
there has to be. You can't say like,
does anyone have any ideas of why? What she asked us about? Is that another bully? It's like, you know already, there's still there. Versus where Goliath, the versus where Goliath carry out the acts of bullying.
We have
two bullies in our
picture.
Yeah,
we have to do present.
Presenting is one.
Okay, so it's time wasted. So Iliad's not a bully.
One main.
I want your money. Like objects, because like no one from like Uganda from here.
Verse 44.
I mean,
for
like,
43, 44. So what is it?
Whatever God, the Tao community is in the and the Philippine country is by God. And the first thing he said to David, come to me, and I will give thy place into the house of the air, and to the beast of the field.
This Clay bullying, right? What's he doing to him? What's he doing to David? He's mocking him.
Very nice.
He's threatening him. And worst of all, he's cursing God.
Wait, what do you think?
And obviously this is
Any volunteers? Yeah, but your point doesn't stand, because Nigel isn't a bully, I think.
Sorry, they never know. Quest, who's quite a bully?
What's a bully?
Are you okay? We should end by 3:40 match.
No, still recording.
Okay, we have a bit more time, so we'll answer that second question. Discuss, share about your personal experiences. Wait, Sedru, can you go back to the previous slide? I need to see the question.
Accident
The bully, the pharaoh, the king, so, can you go to that question? The question about the personal question. Discuss it, yes.
Anybody experience that people in
Yeah, I know.
You know the ones who are very lazy, don't want to do homework. But because they are burly and big, and then they instill on the small, good, hardworking one, let me copy your homework. If not, you know? So that is instilling fear, right? Very simple, even in school.
Anyone witnessed bullying or was a victim of bullying before?
Me.
Already? What, Sherry? Are you okay, Sherry?
I think it was about the last two primary school years. So this is like a group of people in my class. They started bullying me after. Let's say they just didn't trust me at all. So one of them was like, after this. Arm around my neck. So
they what?
Wrap my arm around my neck. Oh. Yeah. And like threaten me. Yeah, I think the others like taunted me also.
So what do you think was the intentions of doing that? You wanted was it still fear?
Yeah.
So did they try to make you do something for them? Oh no, they just wanted to make you afraid of them.
Parallel, whoa.
Yeah.
Just to make your friend. Thanks for sharing. But that's primary school, right?
Yeah, primary school.
So it's done. It's all over.
Yeah, all over. Yeah, no, it's school.
It was like P5 versus P6.
Do you have any experiences you want to share? Like, it may not concern you. Yeah, okay. What's your experience?
Sure. Right, on the field, right? They kick each other more, then the P6 not happy because the ball is like this more. So then, right? So then, right? You go and chase one guy, then the P5 run. Then just right, got one guy hiding in the bushes, right? The P6 guy. They got that grab, then they start fighting.
Yeah. There are a lot of school ones, but like, are there any ones, do you have any things that happen, like maybe at home or even in church? By all means, sure. Like, just like, actually, no, I don't. Okay.
One more minute.
Nah, are you ready? Fantastic. Does anyone have any experiences, like, apart from school ones to share?
Terrorism.
If not, I'm trying to think of one. There's definitely one.
No, you see, all these terrorists,
yeah,
they always go against
Bumai.
Just
grieve against Oh, I won. But for a single time.
Okay, target one, can you come back here? Alright, the rest of you can ask questions. Okay.
Yes, religion.
Okay, what we will do is we'll get the different groups. Get the different groups to present. Right? While they are presenting, if you have any questions, you can ask at the end. You need them to clarify, you also ask them. Okay, and then I'll round up. Alright, group one.
Oh, it's me.
Target one.
Okay, show me stuff.
Who is the target one? Who is the target? I think you may want to stand up and louder project. Okay, Genesis 37.
Genesis 37 is about Joseph's dad's favoritism to Joseph and not his brother.
What happened? More
So like the dream that I mean, you don't know the dream. Then react in many ways. So how do we then treat our siblings? Okay,
do we exhibit certain signs sometimes when we felt that, hey, our parents are unfair, like, you know, like this child has more privileges, you know. Wow, when I was primary 6, I didn't have my handphone. My brother now primary 1 having a handphone, things like that. Okay? So how did that make us feel? How did Joseph's brothers feel?
Divinity just means like they not happy.
I'm learning new lingo. That's good. Okay. So bullying begins with jealousy. So we need to guard our heart. Okay? Things that we are not sure of, instead of making assumptions, good to clarify. Sometimes even talk to your parents. Ask. Talk to them. Sometimes we see people who are so talented. Do we feel jealous? Okay? Some can draw very well. Some can play the piano very well. Some can sing very well. Some are good in everything. Yeah? So, how do we feel? Are we honest about it? So, think through that. Okay? Now, remember the background. Joseph came from a very rich family. Relatively rich during that time. So, it happens not only in just rich family, in poor families as well. Alright? Sibling rivalry. So, even think of gossiping. Sometimes we thought that it's fun, right? We hear certain things and we spread. And we say, oh, you know, you don't tell people, huh? I tell you only. Huh? And then this thing spread from one, you don't tell me, I don't tell anybody, but this one tells somebody, then don't tell anybody, this one tells somebody. By the end, the whole world knows about it. All right? How would that person feel when it comes back to their ears? Okay, so be careful as well. All right? Because these are attempts to take away something from that person, to make that person feel small. And we enjoy it. Sometimes we laugh at it because, wow, for that moment it's so funny. We thought it's funny. Okay, but when you rob the person of their dignity, it's not funny anymore. Alright, so be careful of that. Okay, because in James 3:15, it did mention about that we should not be jealous of other people's gifts. God gives us gifts. Everyone must know our own gifts. Okay? So, but sometimes jealousy does not result in actual bullying. May not go to that stage yet. Okay, it may only stay at the gossiping stage, which is also bad. Okay, because it hurts. Alright, it hurts. Okay, now reflection. Okay, what I want you to do now is this. Okay, I remind you all the definition. Negative, verbal, physical behavior. Alright? Conscious intention of hurting. So we have finished. Joseph, huh? Why was Joseph's brothers jealous of him? Many of the cases actually start very subtly at home, with people feeling that, you know, because they are older siblings, they tend to bully the younger one, right? And bullies will never admit that they are bullies. They will find some ways to justify their actions. Okay? And like Joseph's brothers, they think they are evening the score, you know, getting back, seizing the power by that they deserve because they are the older siblings. So remember, jealousy is a prime motivator. Can you now turn to James 3:15? What did the Bible say?
jealousy is not from above. Okay? It's not God given. It's essential, established. James 3:15. Can you turn to Proverbs 27:4? Can you read together? Proverbs 27:4. Ready? 1, 2, go. So remember, okay, now reflection, think about your own life. Have you been jealous of somebody, classmate, a sibling, okay, even a CCA mate? Have you found yourself saying mean things to people? Okay, this morning for the set 4 class, they say, guard our tongue. Okay, the tongue can hurt people very deeply if we don't use the right words. So, do we sometimes use certain words just to make sure we hurt? Okay, so reflect. Now I want you to do this. Okay, spend 1 minute to pray. Pray for God to reveal His design for you. Alright? And then, if you have senses, this jealousy feeling, how to have a change of heart? You need God to help you. Okay? And how will God help you? Be able to help you? You need to read the word. You need to pray earnestly. Alright? And then also, ask God to show you what are the gifts and talents He has planned for you. And how can you then use these gifts and talents to bring glory to His name instead of being jealous? Okay, so you spend 1 minute, close your eyes, and then you pray yourself. Finish, you just look up. Okay, target 2. It summarizes.
So it's about incident when God asked Moses to go to Egypt.
To
Moses and
Israelites.
Yeah. Lead the Israelites.
Yeah, so go to who?
Huh?
Go to who? Ask Moses to go to?
Egypt. Oh, yeah, go to.
Oh! And who is the big bully?
The big bully is Pharaoh.
Good.
The victim is the Israelites in Egypt. Yeah. Oh. Here are the reason is there was a new pharaoh, so forgot the agreement between Joseph and the father, and the Egyptians were jealous that the Israelite race was too big, and was also fearful that the Israelites would rebel against the Egyptians.
So, what was the prime motivator for the bullying? Not so much of jealousy. There's nothing to be jealous about.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Okay. Right? Yeah, continue.
Continue with what? can you give real life example?
Okay.
Okay, so there is Trump. He bully Mexico because he wants to, you know, build a wall. Then there's terrorism, ISIS, you know, bully other religion. Yeah, cause like bomb here, bomb there, everyone die. Yeah.
Okay, good. Alright, so we know about the Moses and the Pharaoh. I'm sure when God asked Moses to leave, to go to Pharaoh, to ask
for the freedom of the Israelites. He must be very, very fearful, isn't it? For a shepherd to just go to the king and ask for something to release all the slaves. It's not an easy thing to do. Okay? But of course, Moses, in good faith, went. And of course, you see the bullying behavior of the Pharaoh. So bullying starts with fear. Right? So people who tend to instill fear in others to do things for them. Okay, so what is the difference between assertiveness and aggressiveness? What's the difference between being assertive and being aggressive?
Assertive means like you actually use force.
It may not be strength, you can use logic. Assertive means like, what does assertive mean? You need to stand on the basis of some principle, right? You exert yourself. Okay, so I say, okay, I'm assertive where anything unethical, untypical, I won't do. But aggressive?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, aggressive is like you push it too far. Like, it's something where, like, your actions are uncalled for and, like, it isn't on the basis of anything.
Good. So, aggressive behavior can result in injury, right? Because it may turn violent. Okay? And definitely that's not God's will, right? For us to go and be aggressive and hurt other people. Okay? But assertive behavior is based on faith. We trust in God. We know God will protect us. Alright? So, assertiveness is an attitude that we have. If you have faith that God will protect you. Okay? And the Proverbs 3:16 did say, right? That He will guide our ways all the time. Okay, so, how you speak your words, how you mean it, your facial expression, your body language, all come up with the unconscious thoughts. Alright? Okay, so be careful of that. Be careful of that. So what are the learning points? Fear attracts bullying behavior. If you are always very fearful, very timid, tendency for people to take advantage of your fear. Okay? So as I explained, assertiveness does not mean aggressive behavior nor passive behavior. How do they overcome fear with faith? Okay, so can you turn to look here. 2 Timothy 1:7. Can we read together? Sorry, I'm not blocking you. I don't know where to go. Left or right, I will block somebody. Okay, read. 1, 2, go.
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Okay, now you reflect. Have you felt powerless and afraid at times? Have you found yourself staying away from class, from retreat, from camps or activities, whatever? Ask yourself why. Okay, is there fear of failure? Fear of not being good enough? Fear of some groups of people. Okay. Alright, spend the next minute praying for God to strengthen our faith. For God to be in control. Okay, because God did promise, right, that He will not tempt us above what we can bear. Okay, and then pray for courage to seek advice if we really have fear. Now, when you seek advice from a mature person, please don't seek advice from your friend, your contemporary. It should be an elder person, okay? Empower you with His strength to manage yourself, because God did say in Psalm 91, right, that He will deliver us. Okay, spend the next 1 minute praying. If you are done, just look up. Okay, if you are done, just look up. Okay. Target 3. Group 3.
Okay, the bully is Goliath. The victim is David. So what Goliath did was he threatened David and cursed God. And then David proceeded to hold a stone at Goliath and chop off his head.
Okay, so actually if I were to ask you, who is the bully that you can think of in the Bible, straight away you think of Goliath, because it's the story that you all are very familiar with. Okay, because of his size, right? Because of his cursing, he instilled fear. But what's the cause of the bullying? Fear again, right? Mm. He instilled fear. That's why he cursed, he called him names. Alright? So, remember, Goliath came from a different subculture at that time. And David was only a young teenager. So, can you imagine the different size? Number one. Number two, Goliath was a trained soldier. David was a shepherd boy. Alright? But was David fearful? No. Why? Why wasn't David fearful?
Okay.
He had faith. Alright? He had faith. He had faith in God. That's why he even volunteered to fight Goliath. Okay? So remember, okay, that we need God to be in control at all times. Alright? Okay, I think we are almost there. Okay, the last few slides, I'll go through. Oh, one more, David. Okay. Summary, yeah? For David, true understanding of God's great love for his people. Okay, and he himself loved God passionately. And because he loved God, he knew God well. So we ask ourselves also. Alright, we ask ourselves, do we know God well? Do we talk to him regularly? Do we read his word so that he can reveal to us what he has for us? Okay, do we then gather in like manner so that we can learn from one another, we can encourage one another? Okay, and because David is a faithful servant of God. Okay, so okay, now reflection. Ask yourself, have you been walking close with God? On a scale of 1 to 10, in your own estimation and evaluation, how close is your walk with God? 1 being very far away, 10 being very, very close walk. Okay, you have your number in your mind. Alright? After you have that number, you must now think, how then can I walk closer with God? Okay? Are you afraid to draw close to God for fear of losing your friends? Because your friends will laugh at you. Where are you going? Oh, teens retreat. No, why not go bowling with us? Why not go to the cinema with us? Why are you always going to church? Okay. Do we lack the faith to believe in God's power? What were the reasons that we have? Alright, having been glorifying God through our speech, our actions, our behavior. So as what Pastor mentioned this morning as well, right? How is our holy witness? How is our witness for Christ? Two different things, huh? Your own holy witness and your witness for Christ. Okay, and then pray. Pray to God to replace our fears with faith. Okay, pray for His grace to know Him much better. Pray for good time management and for diligence. Sometimes we know, we must pray. But the flesh is always weak, right? I have this to do. Oh, I have that to do. And then you push the reading of God's word, you push the prayer right to the back. Okay, and then we need to strengthen our trust in Him. So quickly, let's go through this. Sorry, you want to sit over here this side so that I don't block you. Right? Why don't you move? Three of you move over this side. So that you won't be behind me. Then you don't talk behind me. Stand there so that I can go to the front. Okay, so how should we then respond? Okay, many Bible verses ask us to love one another. How to love people whom we don't like? How to love people who are still here? How to love people who we love? Okay? But we still have to learn to love. Not easy. It's not easy, but we need to pray really, very hard. And then, okay, if we ourselves are bullies, then we have to check our salvation. Okay, you ask, you know yourself. If you have been a bully, then you have to check. Am I saved? Am I truly a child of God? Alright? So, only two situations in which Christian may need to respond to bullying. One, if you are a victim. Alright, and the second is you are a witness. Alright, so if you are a victim, what do you do? Do we follow what Matthew 5:38 said, turn your left cheek? Then left cheek finish, turn your right cheek, then let them slap and no. Okay? You need to stand up for your when you are hurt physically or even abused. Verbally, you need to stand up and you need to consult. Okay? So don't be a victim to bullying. You're not helping your friend at all. Okay? You need to speak up. Okay? You need to report to parents, to teachers, whatever. And then you have to protect yourself from harm. Not that you have to fight back. Okay? Because once you fight back, you lose your witness. Okay? But you need to seek help. The other one is if you are a witness to bullying. Okay, you only step in when safe. You cannot be a hero and go in if the bully, there are many bullies, one whole group of them. You need to call for help and you need to offer assistance to the victim if you know how. Alright? So important for us just now to understand the different causes of bullying. Alright? And then we need to pray very hard to seek God's wisdom. The more you know of God's word, right, the better you will be equipped for the battle of this thing. And then free self from the temptation to take revenge. This is very common. Right? You say this thing to hurt me, I say 10 things to hurt you even deeper. Alright, you cut me 1 inch, one centimeter, I make sure I return the cut with 10 cm or something like that. Cannot. Okay, because that's not what the Bible says. Don't ignore, don't delay. Don't say never mind, you know, the person will know. Because the abuse and the hurt will not go away. Alright? And then seek help, as what Proverbs 15:22 say. Okay, and take action when prompted by the Holy Spirit. Very important, pray for the bully's salvation and deliverance. Okay, remember? We also have a duty to reach out to them. Okay, so as I said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Can I give you 2 minutes to memorize this as the closing slide? Can you remember it? No need 2 minutes. Okay. Now, one by one, I call, I thought you all can do it.
No, we are memorizing.
Okay, turn to the person on the right and recite it to the person.
Trust in what we want, you know, I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it.
Our Father in Heaven, we thank you for the mercy you have shown upon us. Thank you for the grace that you have given to us as well, that we have not experienced very terrible bullying incidents. Lord, we pray that you will help us show this mercy to others through the way we behave, through the speech, through our actions as well. Lord, we also pray that you give us the wisdom to be able to help people who are being bullied. Lord, you give us the moral courage to step up, to do the right thing, and to help both the bully and the victim. So, Lord, we pray that you have mercy upon us as we interact with many people. We pray that you will help to maintain our holy witness and be good examples for you. All this we pray in Jesus' name.
Abba, amen. No one, Abba, amen.